Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Some exciting news coming this holiday season, Heather. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. The Beef Checkoff is putting a big push on the holidays this year because heaven knows we all need a little holiday and Christmas cheer. So to remind consumers across the country that beef is the only protein they want to feed their families this holiday season, we are so excited that our brand Beef It's What's for Dinner is returning to broadcast television. For the first time since 2003, Beef Checkoff funded advertisements will be on television, airing a limited number of ads during the Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas movies. So while broadcast television is usually out of our reach, the opportunity to advertise on the Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas Movie Marathon boiled down for us to the right network, the right ad, the right time, and the right price tag. We are excited about the upcoming holiday season, so literally, Ron, stay tuned.
Thank you, Heather. And you can go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner for more information.
Today's feeder cattle futures contracts were down about 55 in January at 139.62, March down 50 at 138.77, April down about 30 cents at 140.10, and the index was at 136.90 yesterday, down 40 cents. So a little bit lower. The May of 21 feeder cattle future actually up a touch, up 15 at 141.20. So those spring contracts really pretty slow. Live cattle futures today, similar action here. We ended up down 82 in December at 110.55. The February down a buck 20 at 112.92. April down 70. June down 65. So they're under maybe a little bit more pressure. The cash trade this week's going to be anywhere from 110 to 111, which brings us to the box beef market. The box beef market today at midday was down $1.21 at 243.85 on choice. Select was up 4 cents at 220.94. But over the last 20 or so days, the box beef market, especially choice, has really rocked higher. It's up about 19%, or just under $40 a hundred on the box beef. Went from about 205.80 to about 205 or 245 rather. So really big rally there in the box beef market, and really hadn't been reflected in the live cattle futures. So hopefully that'll happen here in the near future.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's the 39th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, Saturday, December 5th at noon at the Atoka Livestock Auction. Selling 51 breeding-aged bulls, 27 bred females, limousine and limb flex, mostly black polled. To view an online catalog, go to www.americancattleservices.com or call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652. That's 580-581-7652. The Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, December 5th.
Today's grain futures markets were higher across the board. Corn in December was up 6 1/4 at 426 1/4. March was up 7 3/4 at 435 1/4. Beans were also higher here. The January beans finished today up 9 1/4 at 1193, and about 7 to 9 cents across the board. The big rally came in the Kansas City wheat. We had a export sales report this morning that was larger than expected, which put July of next year up 15.5 at 576. These grain markets and cattle markets closed early today. It's kind of a weird day sandwiched in between a Thanksgiving holiday and a weekend, and then also a short day. So most people actually aren't even really paying attention, it seems like, on days like today. And so it was a little bit lower volume, a little bit quieter action. But that's where he finished up, a really good day for the grain futures markets. The stock market, similar action here, just not a whole lot going on. The Dow Jones is a little bit lower at one point, and currently it's just a little bit higher. Seems like the market's really on pause, so we go into the start of next week as people start to wind down, at this point, wind down for the year. Of course, 2020 has brought about a whole bunch of changes and a whole bunch of various things, and there's still a whole lot of unknown outcomes. So it'll be interesting to see how people position going into the end of the year.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.